This week in Chicago, half a dozen union leaders took the Democratic convention stage. They argued that Vice President Kamala Harris will carry on a pro-labor legacy. Former President Donald Trump has presented his economic policies as pro-worker, even as he's also recently disparaged certain union practices like going on strike. Acting U.S. Secretary of Labor Julie Sue told Wisconsin delegates that doesn't add up.
And you definitely cannot be anti-union and pro-worker.
Union workers will be important voters for both parties to chase. Democrats enjoy broad support from most union leadership, but rank-and-file union workers have been much more divided in recent years. Anyvan Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.